Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Experts say Japan's devastating earthquake and tsunami will rank among the costliest natural disasters on record. It's winter now, and millions are without food, water, and shelter. Nuclear meltdown looms. Food for the Hungry's Pete Howard says they're responding through their local partners with the needed supplies.
We believe that the church is God's vehicle for spreading the gospel of love and compassion and the message of peace. So we're really hopeful that the Japanese church, supported by churches all around the world, will rise up and truly show what Christians are about.
Meanwhile, nearly 300 of Japan's evangelical churches were affected by the disaster. Asian Access has been trying to contact the churches nearly round the clock, but they've yet to hear from most. Unaffected church bodies are opening doors to help the more than 300,000 people left homeless. Pastor Hiroshi Kawasaki says the church is also preparing for another need.
They need a very, very big spiritual help.
Asian Access's Mary Jo Wilson suggests we
pray that Japan experiences the reality of Christ's love.
And everyone's seen some sort of film about the life of Christ. So what's unique about Voice of the Martyr's upcoming animated film, Jesus, He Lived Among Us? Todd Nuttleton says it's from an angle you might not be used to.
This telling of the story really kind of brings out the persecution aspect that, you know, Christ died on a cross. He was persecuted, and his followers also were persecuted. So it tells the story of Christ, very scriptural, and yet kind of with a little bit of a look from the persecuted church angle than what you see in other Jesus stories.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get the free HCJB Global Voice in Hands 2-pack, which features a DVD and 30-day prayer guide. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.